The Healing Process. Each one of these modules has been focusing on different aspects of broken trust, how trust can be broken, areas it's likely to be broken, why it's not just something that you can get over. This module focuses on the healing process. As we discuss in the emotional roller coaster module, there is a process to all of this. The two of you didn't just wake up one morning and find yourself in a world of hurt. Whether you knew it or not, there was a process in motion that was bringing you to a point of crisis, a point of broken trust. This module, the healing process, is the next step. What do each of you need to do to create an environment of healing in your marriage? We have broken this section into three parts: actions for the one who has betrayed the trust, actions for the ones whose trust has been betrayed, and actions for the two of you.
For the one who has betrayed the trust, state your desire to rebuild. Do you want to rebuild the relationship? My prayer is that if you have made it this far into the program, the answer is a yes. Are you committed to do what it will take to make this happen? Your spouse does not know what you want or what you are thinking. If you're ready to commit to rebuilding and renewing your relationship, you must state that. You need to recognize that this is not a quick fix, that your actions will need to speak much louder than your words. Only make promises that you intend to keep. Complete transparency. No more secrets. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is not the time to think that they can't handle everything. Rather, this is a time to get all of the skeletons out of the closet. Surprises down the road will only serve to weaken your fragile foundation and may even cause irreparable harm. Accept responsibility and explain your actions. You made a bad choice or bad choices. You engaged in behavior that damaged the foundation of your marriage. You chose to break your vows. Now is the time to accept responsibility for your actions and to explain, not excuse yourself. No one else made you break the trust in your marriage. Why did you make that choice? I don't know is not an answer to this. If you feel like you don't know right now, then you need to spend time in reflection to analyze your motives. What was going on with you that led you to make this choice? Provide a sincere apology. Saying I'm sorry is one of the first phrases we are taught as children. And over time, it becomes so easy to just apologize and expect the other person to move on. That's not what's happening here. Just like in the last step where you chose to accept responsibility and explain your actions, in this step, you are sincerely apologizing for your behavior and asking for forgiveness. End the destructive behavior. This one might seem to be obvious. However, if you haven't stopped the destructive behavior, let me be very clear here. You cannot rebuild a relationship when your choices are actively destroying it at the same time. If you are engaged in any behavior that is destroying the trust in your marriage, it must stop. If it is an addiction, get help. If you feel you cannot end the behavior on your own, get help. If you are struggling with ways to end the behavior, get help. You do not have to do this on your own. However, you do have to do it. Answer questions. By now, you know that your spouse is going to have questions about your decisions or behavior choices. Answer them. Remember that earlier step about complete transparency? This is a prime opportunity to demonstrate that transparency. Allow your spouse to express their emotions. Allow your spouse to express their emotions. We've talked a lot about this over the different modules. There are going to be emotions and they're going to come and go, and sometimes they're going to surprise the two of you. It's not only okay, but also healthy to express the emotions. Stuffing emotions is not healthy, nor is it productive in rebuilding a relationship. That being said, expressing those emotions is not a free pass for abuse, either physical or verbal. You still have to play fair. Keep your word going forward. your word. Do what you say you are going to do. If you're going to give all passwords, do it. If you're going to break off all contact, do it. Call when you're going to be late. Only spend cash that you say you're going to spend. We said at the beginning of this module that trust is built in the small moments. Every time that you choose your marriage over your selfish desires, you build trust. Every time that you choose transparency over deceit, you build trust. Every time that you volunteer information instead of waiting to be asked, you build trust. So for the one who has been betrayed, evaluate the situation. What has truly happened in your marriage? What created the situation that you find yourself in now? What has been going on and for how long? What do you each want next? Ask questions. You know you have them. You need to ask them. As you saw earlier in this module, we have encouraged your spouse to answer your questions. Why? Because curiosity can be a dangerous thing. The mind can imagine all sorts of scenarios that may or may not have any basis in reality. That being said, there's one thing to keep in mind. You cannot unknow or forget any details once you have learned them. Before asking the question of your spouse, ask yourself how the answer may impact you. For example, if your spouse had a physical affair, do you really want to know everything they did together? Or is it enough to know that they were intimate? If knowing what they did together will keep you from moving forward, you probably have all the details you already need. Express your emotions. We've said it throughout the different modules and even earlier in this module of Trust Me, that you will have different emotions and it'll seem like the craziest roller coaster. You need to express your emotions. It's common to not want to express everything, to just try and hold it all together. This actually creates a situation where you're now wearing masks around each other, walking on eggshells to keep everything in balance. Expressing emotions in a healthy way is important. This does not mean becoming physically, emotionally, or verbally abusive. You do not have permission to swear at each other, to call each other names, or even to lash out physically. When the emotions threaten to overwhelm you physically, get out and do something physical. This is where exercise can play a huge role in your recovery. This is also a place where journaling can be instrumental as it allows you to say all of those things without screaming them at one another. Identify your needs. In order to restore trust, there are going to be things that you need to see in order for that trust to be demonstrated. Are you asking for full access to all devices? Do you want to have all of the passwords? What about guardrails around your marriage or social media accounts, finances, business trips? What are the things that you think that you need in order to make you feel more secure? This is not about punishing your spouse and making them feel more like a child, requiring them to lead a restrictive life. Rather, this is a step to bring more structure to your foundation. Adjust your expectations. Your normal looks different now. What you thought your marriage was and is must be adjusted for the two of you to move forward. As you've been assessing the situation, expressing your emotions, and identifying your needs, your expectation for your spouse and for your marriage has changed. It's important to be able to verbalize those expectations, to have conversations on them. Acknowledge your own role. The two of you did not get to the situation because only one person was involved in the relationship dynamic. You each have aspects to work on. A lot of the work in this module has been focused on what the person who betrayed the trust has to do. In this step, it's time for you to own your own role in this situation. This goes back to the module's 6 reasons why trust is broken. What have you been doing in the marriage that has helped create an environment where trust can be broken? More importantly, what changes do you need to make to help in the process of rebuilding? Give and receive love. Moving through a painful life experience requires that you learn to both give and receive love again. At first, this may feel awkward and challenging. You may even say, Alisa, I don't want to. And that's fine. You don't want to. I'm asking you to do it anyway. Your spouse is going to be working on him or herself. And one of the ways that you can work towards restoring your marriage is to allow them to demonstrate their love while you love them as well. Is it easy? No. Is it worth it? Yes. You can act your way back into love. Now, for both of you, stay patient and present. It's normal for you to want to rush this process of healing and growth, of rebuilding. However, you're not completely in control of this process. Your spouse is on their own journey, and choosing to stay patient with them and choosing to stay present in the marriage is one of the biggest gifts that you both can give. Make your spouse a priority. When we talked in the module on 6 reasons why trust is broken, one of the common themes was this idea of not making your spouse a priority. Now is the time to change that. It's time to get the focus back on the two of you, on who you are as a couple. It's time to start doing the little things for one another. It's time to start dating again. It's time to start talking again. And yes, you both have to do this. Show affection and respect. Every single person has a need to be needed and to be desired. As the two of you work to rebuild and restore your marriage, choosing to show affection is a part of that process. Does that mean that sometimes you'll show affection when you aren't necessarily feeling it? Sure. However, one of the concepts that I've seen play out time and time again in working with clients is this. You can't necessarily feel your way into change. However, you can always change the way that you feel. As for the respect component, grown-ups extend respect to one another when they see that effort is being made. Respect is, it's an admiration of abilities. It's looking at what your spouse is doing and admiring them for the effort. Is it easy? No. Does that mean it shouldn't be done? Nope. When you see that your spouse is trying, you see them taking the baby steps towards change and healing. That's the time to extend your respect. Choose forgiveness and growth. Forgiveness. It's so easy for me to say that word and so easy for me to talk about it. And yet I know how hard it is. We've been there ourselves. There have been deep hurts. There have been hurtful words that would have been better left unspoken. There have been decisions made and mistakes repeated. We're human, just like you. Forgiveness is a choice. It's an opportunity to grow. It's not done for the other person. It's done for you. You don't give forgiveness to erase or forget about the hurts and the pain. You give forgiveness so that you are not consumed by the negativity, so that you can choose life. So your action step, just do it. I love the Nike slogan because I think that there's so much truth to it. Just do it. Don't talk about it. Don't wonder about it. Don't think of all the reasons why or why not. Do it. If you both want to restore, renew, and rebuild your marriage, do it. Get in the process. Get dirty. Get doing. It's not going to change through wishful thinking, but rather from the two of you doing what it takes to make the future different from the past.